A North Okanagan man with past convictions of violence against sex trade workers is set to return to Kamloops court on his latest charges at the beginning of August. Curtis Sagmoen faces two charges of possession of a firearm contrary to an order related to an incident that took place in Kamloops on April 18. His counsel appeared in Kamloops court on Monday, July 15, to fix a date for a disposition. According to the BC Prosecution Service, Sagmoen's lawyer has indicated on the record that he will return to Kamloops court August 1, when a judge is expected to make a decision on the order breaches. Sagmoen was on firearms-related orders stemming from past convictions against sex trade workers. After being convicted in December 2019 of wearing a disguise and threatening a sex trade worker with a shotgun, it would be only 2 months later that he was again found guilty, this time of assault, after he rammed a sex trade worker with an ATV at his parents' Salmon River Road property. He also pleaded guilty to assault in an incident involving a sex trade worker in Maple Ridge in 2013. In October 2020, RCMP issued a warning to any person involved in the sex trade to not respond to any requests for their services, and not engage in any activity, in the Salmon River Road area, where Sagmoen was known to reside. RCMP again issued the warning to sex trade workers on April 11, 2022. The property on Salmon River Road was the subject of an extensive search in October 2017 after the remains of 18-year-old Tracy Genereau were discovered. Police consider her death suspicious, but neither Sagmoen nor anyone else has been charged in relation to the teenager's death. In recent years, a number of protests have taken place at courthouses on days when Sagmoen's name has been on the court list, most recently at the Kamloops courthouse on June 20, when his lawyer appeared for a hearing on his current firearms-related charges.